Hey, it's Murphy, Sam, and Jody. Happy holidays. And while we are out, we've picked out some of our favorite podcast moments from this past year to share with you. And we will be back with all new podcasts and all new after the show starting January 8th.
If you use sleep sounds to help you get a better night's sleep, does it really work? You know, do you feel like it really works? I'll get to the answer of whether, you know, the experts say that it does or not. But Murphy and I sleep to rain sounds.
Yeah. And I like the one with the subtle thunder every now and then that pops in there.
Yeah. Me too.
Is yours, does it loop or does it have a long?
It loops.
We don't know it loops.
It doesn't ever stop. I mean, that's... Yeah. You know.
Well,
only when the internet goes out.
It does stop.
What's weird
sometimes
is when it gets that silent, it wakes you up because all of a sudden it's insanely silent.
The rain stops.
Yeah, right. Rick,
do you know that when it actually rains, I have no idea. I'm always so clueless. Wow, it rained overnight? I don't know, because it sounds like it rains every night.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm kind of sad to miss out on the actual rain.
Yeah, me too.
But we find that we need it. Right? We're used
to it. When we travel, I have to pull it up on my phone in the room.
Absolutely.
I cannot sleep without white noise. I have to have noise. Yeah.
And Sam, don't you do the same?
I do ocean noises, ocean waves.
That's soothing, too. Yeah.
I've done crickets. I've done the rain. But ocean waves works for me.
Right. There's something that will calm you more,
and
depending on who you are.
This isn't scientific. I know you're going to give us the real answer.
Well, sort of,
for me, if I don't run it, I have to run it.
Your brain.
I'm trained now that I need that sound.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's what you get used to and what soothes you.
Yeah.
I do know someone who grew up in a big city, and she cannot sleep in total silence. In fact, the sounds of traffic in the distance would be okay for her because she grew up in a big city.
And
isn't that funny?
Do you know that they say that for people with tinnitus, really bad tinnitus, that actually is... It's helpful because there's some noise other than what your head is generating.
It drowns out the noise in your head.
Right.
That's not funny. That's sad.
Well, I have tinnitus. Yeah, I know. I agree with you.
So if we turned off the rain sounds or the internet went out, you would just be hearing like a high-pitched.
I'd hear a high-pitched squeal all night long.
And it wasn't Jody.
Or the dogs. Yeah.
Thank you for getting that in within 1 second.
I just couldn't resist.
Okay, Sam. The word is, according to neurologists, yes, background noise does help us sleep. White noise has a hiss. Brown noise is more like ocean waves. And pink noise is like rain. So it doesn't matter what color spectrum, it does help you.
Yeah, makes sense.
Haven't mentioned this to Sam yet, but he's going to love it.
What is that?
You were with me, Murph, whenever I was... I warned you. Like, I'm going to feed the dragon some cilantro.
Oh, yeah.
You were in the kitchen
with me. Is that a euphemism?
No, it's our bearded dragon nugget that was... Taylor's bearded dragon, but the girls have moved out. I mean, all the pets stay.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of a dragon.
We had two beardies. One of them passed away 3 years ago.
Yes.
This one, you know.
This one.
Getting his money's worth.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, doing fine. I'm the one that remembers to feed this sweet dragon.
Yeah, and the reason that, you know, Jody warned me about the cilantro is I'm actually so sensitive to it that the smell of it. Makes me
sick.
Gag.
Really?
Yes, it does. It's that.
Not only can he not eat cilantro, but if it's chopped in his presence,
it's nauseating.
He gets sick.
It's over the top.
Huh. So I'm like, I'm about to, and that's one of the cheapest things you can chop and feed a bearded dragon, and he loves it.
Yeah. Well, at least you know how to keep me out of the bedroom now if you want.
The bearded dragon?
No, chop up cilantro.
First of all, cilantro is not allowed in the bedroom.
Okay.
And not
anymore.
I'm not trying to keep you out.
No,
I was just warning you.
I know you're not.
Okay. I chop up cilantro. I go over there, and he's underneath the chair. In his enclosure, Nugget has an old doll chair that he, and you know, reptiles do this. Sometimes they're basking under the lights, and then other times they kind of hibernate and hide, and he was under there. And he wasn't moving at all. And that's not unusual for a reptile that's just living out his life, his days in captivity.
And your fingers were crossed.
I start to pet and touch, and I see no movement. He feels extra cold, but he's a reptile.
Yeah.
So I said, Murph, oh my God.
Come here, Murphy. Good news.
I know. I picked up the chair. And still no movement. And I'm like, man. And then I get that crazy side eye. He was napping. But I realized in that moment, I don't want to when the day comes and he doesn't move anymore.
I'll help you with that.
Yeah, I don't want.
Yeah, I don't like that either. It's only happened to me once with a cockatiel that I found, feet up one time, and it was bad. So anyway,
I will
help you. Yes.
The latest buzz.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by The Crown on Netflix.
Moms and dads and Santa, here's a good stocking stuffer for a Swiftie on your list. Taylor Swift on the cover of the current People magazine issue. Mm-hmm. And the title of the article is Inside Taylor's World.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Full article all about her real life.
So she granted them access?
Huh?
She gave them access?
She gave them a lot of access. And then a lot of people that she has worked with have, contributed to this. Like even Tim McGraw said in this article, after 17 years of living in the spotlight, she knows exactly how and when and where to promote herself and her work. But she also knows how to just be a human and live her life. And it's true. Mm-hmm. The word is she doesn't have a bunch of people waiting on her when she's at home. She likes to bake cookies. When she invites her friends over, she's the one serving. Like, she's just a very real world person. Okay.
That's good.
And if you think she's had a crazy year, which she has.
Yeah.
Like a crazy successful, like follow this sort of year. She's going to be busier in 2024. She'll be touring through next December. She has two more albums for re-release, Taylor's Version. And she has a feature film that she's directing based on an original script that she wrote.
Oh.
None of us know what that is yet.
Like a real movie.
It's probably a love story, if I had to guess. When you have a little baby in your life and they have to get shots or blood work, you would do anything to take that pain from them.
Yes.
Would you not?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I used to be so tense when my babies had to get shots.
I remember the PK stick when they were, how old were they when they got the PK stick?
I don't remember the names of the sticks. I mean, they get one in the hospital and the heels.
For whatever reason, I think the PK stick is the one that for diabetes. I don't remember what that one's for. Anyway.
Here's my favorite thing that used to happen. Our pediatrician's office, God love them, the walls are thin. The rooms are all next door to each other.
Yeah.
And so the baby in the next room screaming would wake our babies up to, wait, should I be screaming?
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like a good place.
Just like one dog barking sets the whole neighborhood off.
Oh, kind of like that. Kind of like that. Anyhow, the word is playing classical music, they've tested it, can reduce needle pain for infants, for babies.
How loud do they have to play it?
I mean, loud enough for the babies to hear it. Here's the beauty of
that. Oh, so it's not to drown out the screaming from next door. It's
no,
actually
it's
soothe
about
the baby getting the shot. Yes.
It's about them hearing that and that giving them like a low-level relaxation pleasure
that
thing.
That makes sense to me.
And it's not necessarily going to work on grown-ups because we already know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it works on infants because it puts them in a different space. They don't know what's coming. We know what's coming.
Well, I think there's the science behind that actually has to do with sound waves and mm-hmm. strings and the way that affects the body. Whether you're a fan of classical music or not, it doesn't really matter. It's
right.
It's what those frequencies or whatever do
yeah.
to soothe.
Do you know that when I leave the house sometimes, Murphy, and you're not there, but I'll leave the house and I'll leave classical on for the dogs.
Yeah. Just so you know, whenever I get back home, they've turned it off.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Somebody change the station.
Why do you want to do that? Anyway, they say, back to the infants, playing classical, Mozart, whatever it may be, played before, during, and after the procedure. Whatever procedure it is that there's a stick involved, it helps them. It helps reduce their pain. So, yay.
I love that.
So it's not a situation when they get older and they can't figure out why they hate Mozart, huh?
Oh,
that's an awful association, Sam. I don't
that's
think
not
about
part
that.
Of
yeah.
the study either.
Wishing you all the best for the holiday season. Normally at this time, you hear three things to know, and it will return when we return after the new year.
Trending now,
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by The Crown on Netflix.
If the movie Love Actually means something to you, and I know it does, Sam.
Yes.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport.
My true story
General
about this movie is my cousins were like, what, you've never seen this? We got to watch it. It's great. And I watched it and I was like, okay. It didn't take. But more and more, it really does. What I have come to love about this movie is not just about romantic love. There are stories about family love and friendship.
There's so many stories in this
movie. Well, and that's what makes it different is it's that type of movie, multiple stories inside of one.
But all different love stories and not just romantic, and it's beautifully told. Well, this is the 20th anniversary, and today is the day in theaters Love Actually 20th anniversary opens. Mm.
Okay. Are they doing like the full uncensored version?
Yes, they are. Murphy's okay. that one little weird little love story. That's the weakest of the whole story.
It is the weakest, but it's not child appropriate.
You're not nobody who's bringing a kid to a 2.5 hour movie about love. I don't know. But anyway, I will say this. Get there early because there's like a 10-minute special ahead of time.
Ooh.
Okay, so plan to stay early and plan to stay for the credits. Okay, I don't know how long it's going to be in theaters. I hope the rest of the month, but today's the day. Love Actually 20th anniversary when you buy your tickets. You know, we love hearing from you. 877-310-4MSJ. We love to hear from you on Instagram, Facebook, and email. And we have an email from Rebecca. I want to share with you guys. This is so beautiful. First of all, I think this is something about something you had said, Sam.
Me? Okay.
So strap, buckle in for your with your heart here.
Uh-oh.
Rebecca says, Dear Murphy, Sam, and Jody, I normally listen every day to both the show and the After the Show podcast. Well, thank you for that.
Yes, thank
you. Rebecca says, very busy schedule at work recently, so I was behind, and I'm just now catching up on 2 or 3 weeks' worth of shows.
Wow.
Thank you, Rebecca. We appreciate that. So a couple of weeks ago, apparently, we spoke about having a senior dog. Sam had mentioned Gus getting older and that his behavior started to show that.
Oh, yeah.
She wants to share her thoughts on senior dogs. They had 2 dogs for almost 15 years, a husky named Thor and who passed away, and a Jack Russell named Izzy that they lost also not long ago. Having a senior dog is one of the most beautiful yet hardest things a person can care for. It's beautiful because it's truly amazing when a dog gets to live so long. Especially with a family. A lot of animals, most animals, don't get that chance.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed, Rebecca. My heart is racing reading this. Your heart breaks as you call their name and you hope they wake up. It happens to everybody who cares for a senior dog. It will break 100 times more before the actual moment happens. Her tip or tips for having a senior dog is when it's time, make quality over quantity decisions. When you're just trying to give them their best few moments, hopefully years, give them whatever the heck they want. If they want an extra treat, they get it. If you see, this is my favorite part. If you see a sale on a steak, buy it for them.
Okay. As far as the treats go, I have been doing that.
I love it.
Just every now and then. It's like, here, it doesn't matter anymore. Yeah.
Give them toys, blankets, pillows, all the food they want. Holding back and making their life longer won't matter. Make sure that their life is good.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, all the extra snuggles and even steaks or whatever, you'll have zero regrets about.
Yeah. I give him extra pats and extra love.
They love cheeseburgers, too. I just wanted to throw that in.
All right.
Thank you,
give
Rebecca.
Give you an excuse to hit the drive-thru on the way home,
Sam.
Thank
you so much, Rebecca. You jump in with us anytime. This might seem sad, but true, but Sam said it.
What?
He can't wait to go to Walmart this weekend to see if his Walmart is adopting some of the changes that are happening, right?
Well, mine has adopted the changes. It's just the bathroom change. I have not seen the bathroom.
Right. So what
I'm
changes?
More excited. Okay, well, so it was announced this week that Walmart is reopening 120-something stores across, and today's the reopening of
They're just
those
sprucing
across,
them up.
But they've started doing... Have you walked into the Walmart that's nearest to our house, Murphy? It looks like a department store in certain sections now because they've changed lighting and floor displays. It looks more...
Actually easier to find things now.
Okay.
With the signs.
And both sides of the store in mine, they have the little candy section, like candies and chips. Like the grab and go.
It's a grab and go section.
Yeah.
So they, in 30 different states today, there are brand new Walmarts opening, and then they've revamped sections of stores slowly but surely. So what we're looking for now, modernized restrooms. Yay.
See, I haven't checked those out
an
yet.
An upgrade.
Can't report on that.
Yeah, in the past, they were a little dicey.
No, but look, the restroom of a public place is super important to me.
Totally.
Super important. New fixtures, LED lighting, updated flooring, more shopping carts, and better
and those
shopping.
New shopping ones. They're taller for people like me.
Tall people.
And they have a thing to hold your cup in, and they have a thing to hold your phone in.
Okay.
Really?
Here's another one. See, Murphy hasn't seen that.
No, I haven't.
Well, you haven't. When you've gone in, it's like you're a grab and go. You're not a basket guy.
Yeah.
Enhanced checkout section. Please.
Well, my store has now got extra self-checkouts, and they're updated, too, because it's like they're all boom, 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 boom together.
Do you still have regular checkouts open with people?
I guess. I never look over there.
Relocated and expanded pharmacies and grab-and-go sections. The grab-and-go sections at the front, I've seen those, and I really do like that.
That is so convenient.
It's especially convenient for, hey, mom, I have a field trip tomorrow. I forgot to tell you. So in the morning, mom has to run in and grab a lunch or something like that for you. It's perfect for that. It's a $9 billion upgrade that they plan to do over all U.S. stores in the next few years to modernize and upgrade the shopping experience. Let it begin.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gain Flings Laundry Detergent.
There is a limited series that's dropping on Netflix. You never know if it's like a series or if it's a full movie when they drop it, but it's based on a best-selling book that was on the New York Times bestseller list forever. I almost read it, but it's hard subject matter. Mm. It's called All the Light We Cannot See.
Du Bois was my escape. You are going to find her, and you will kill this girl yourself.
It's a war novel set during World War II about these characters, this French girl who is blind, who takes refuge in her uncle's home, and he has like radio, he does these secret radio broadcasts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And her voice ends up meaning a lot to a lot of people, especially a German boy who becomes a part of a military school because of his radio technology skills, and he becomes obsessed with her, and oh my gosh. So it's a war story. It's a very human story. The book was incredible for those who were brave enough to read it, because it's like one chapter is him and one is her, and it's told very lyrically like that.
It's heavy though.
It's probably a difficult read. I have a couple of friends who could not get enough of this book and loved it and highly recommended. It's coming to Netflix November 2nd. One of the stars, Mark Ruffalo. So of course all the critics are coming out saying you can't make a movie like this with a Marvel character, but I'm saying yes, you can.
All right. First off, I want to see a show of hands of everybody who's used a credit or debit card at fast food places.
Hands.
Everybody, right?
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, I want to take you back to something I found on Instagram from 1993. Not Instagram in 93, because it didn't exist. But I found it this past week. It was a news report from a TV station in Baltimore, 1993, at a Burger King, the first time this Burger King was going to accept credit cards. Because before that, it was cash. Period.
For smaller purchases, it was always cash.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I don't remember a time paying cash only for fast food ever.
What?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my parents, that's all they paid with was cash.
I remember the first time I was using a credit card for something $5 or less, and I felt wrong for doing it.
Yes.
Wow.
I guess credit cards were for big purchases only.
I just don't remember that. I mean, paying for gas, it was always with a credit card. I never paid cash for gas.
Okay, money bags.
No, it's not money bags. Actually, credit cards are the opposite of money bags.
Right. Okay, you're right.
Anyway.
You're right, Murphy.
Some of the things, this reporter interviewed the people in the restaurant, and some of the stuff they said nowadays it's mind-blowing, but back then it probably did make sense, like these first two.
I think it's pretty bad if you have to use a credit card when you go to a fast food restaurant for something as little as $3.10.
I'm sure it'll work for people on vacation when they don't have to do something, but I can't imagine it working on a day-to-day basis here.
Right.
That's wild.
On a day-to-day basis.
That's funny.
When you've not done something, it seems foreign.
You can't imagine it.
I get that, but it just seems like those comments, it's really like...
Right.
I never even thought about that. Yeah, a credit card for food?
Mm. Well, wait. There are things like that. I think maybe for us than any other generation. We've had more advances in our daily lives. Mm-hmm. Our little nuances. Bottled water is one.
Oh.
I mean, I remember I used to think you were lifestyles of the rich and famous if you were drinking bottled water. Because it used to come out of the tap.
Well,
or the hose.
That's what my parents would say. Grab the hose.
Grab the hose, sucker. Yeah. Here's another guy.
I just hope it doesn't slow things down at the cash and carry, that people are going to be having to call New York and get the confirmation or, whatever it is. Because when I want a Whopper, I want it now.
That is so funny. Wishing you all the best for the holiday season. Normally at this time, you hear three things to know, and it will return when we return after the new year.
if you use sleep sounds to help you get a better night's sleep, does it really work? You know, do you feel like it really works? I'll get to the answer of whether, you know, the experts say that it does or not. But Murphy and I sleep to rain sounds.
Yeah. And I like the one with the subtle thunder every now and then that pops in there.
Yeah. Me too.
Is yours, does it loop or does it have a long?
It loops.
We don't know it loops.
It doesn't ever stop. I mean, if that's... Yeah. You know, only when the internet goes out.
It does stop.
What's weird is when it gets that silent, it wakes you up because all of a sudden it's insanely silent.
The rain stops.
Yeah, right.
Do you know that when it actually rains, I have no idea. I'm always so clueless. It rained overnight? I don't know because it sounds like it rains every night.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm kind of sad to miss out on the actual rain.
Yeah, me too.
But we find that we need it. Right? We're used
When we travel, I have to pull it up on my phone in the room.
Absolutely.
I cannot sleep without white noise.
Sleeping.
I have to have noise. Yeah.
And Sam, don't you do the same?
I do ocean noises, ocean waves.
That's soothing too,
I've done crickets, I've done the rain, but ocean waves works for me.
Right. There's something that will calm you more, and depending on who you are.
This isn't scientific. I know you're going to give us the real answer.
Well, sort of,
for me, if I don't run it, I have to run it.
Your brain
I'm trained now that I need that sound.
Right. Yeah. I think it's what you get used to and what soothes you. Yeah. I do know someone who grew up in a big city, and she cannot sleep in total silence. In fact, the sounds of traffic in the distance would be okay for her because she grew up in a big city.
And
isn't that funny?
Do you know that they say that for people with tinnitus, really bad tinnitus, that actually is... It's helpful because there's some noise other than what your head is generating.
It drowns out the noise in your head.
Right.
That's not funny. That's sad.
Well, I have tinnitus. Yeah, I know. I agree with
you. So if we turned off the rain sounds or the internet went out, you would just be hearing like a high pitch.
I'd hear a high pitched squeal all night long.
And it wasn't Jody.
Or the dogs. Yeah.
Thank you for getting that in within 1 second.
I just couldn't resist.
Okay, Sam. The word is, according to neurologists, yes, background noise does help us sleep. White noise has a hiss. Brown noise is more like ocean waves. And pink noise is like rain. So it doesn't matter what color spectrum, it does help you.
Yeah, makes sense.
We're going to get to the things that wear on a marriage.
God, do you want to start listing those?
Hey, personal examples?
No.
Oh.
Do Jody you have any personal examples?
All in the past.
Oh, nice, Sam. Nice save.
So, Jody and I have a list that's been running for about 25 years now, right? Almost.
Listen, this is according to therapists who see couples, have seen couples for years and years and years. And there's a few basic things. One of them really jumps out at me. It's not working together. Don't worry.
Oh, thank God.
Sam was about to guess that, but it's not. Yeah. It's not working together.
Although that would be challenging for most couples. You know that?
It is challenging. It's not would be. It is challenging. But a lot of people couldn't do it. That's what I think.
See, I consider it a pleasure, but you
know. Oh, God.
It is a pleasure most days. Okay, so one of the things is blaming your partner for your unhappiness.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're not happy, it doesn't mean it's the other person's fault. You have to kind of take responsibility for
that. That's a general life observation,
yes,
right?
It is.
You know, putting blame elsewhere.
Yes. Yeah. Sure is. The other one, comparing yourself to other couples. I don't know. Do people do that?
I guess
maybe
it
not consciously.
Oh, okay.
But I would think subconsciously when it's you see
very astute, Sam.
Especially today with social media,
right?
You
okay.
know, if the husband or the wife are always posting about this great trip this weekend, and look at this, and the
if they're always doing that,
and it's like, man, nothing ever goes wrong for these people.
Not true,
right?
Cool. You know what's funny about that? I think it depends on what kind of childhood you have and what kind of house you grow up in. Because I had always been very aware that. You know, what's going on underneath a roof is not necessarily what the rest of the world sees. And I knew that as a child.
Yeah.
I could pick up on those things.
Yeah, boy, that is the truth.
Okay.
I'm talking about for my parents, not, you know.
Darn!
Okay, here are the other two biggies that jump out. The next one is not communicating a game plan for life with children. If you get married and you're in love and... You've never talked about how you want to parent, and then you collide on that. That's hard to be happy.
Now.
It's hard to be happy.
Yeah.
It is. And the biggest one, expecting your partner to stay the same throughout your entire relationship. Because if you're in it for years and years, a person is going to change.
Yeah. And everybody does, right?
I think women change more than men.
Do you?
I do.
For the better?
Absolutely for the better.
Okay.
For the better of the relationship, sometimes maybe not. But those are the big ones. See, it's not working together. How about a password that's almost impossible to break?
I mean, I'd love one of those.
I know, I'm sure you do. I love when a website or a whatever app will tell you the strength of your password, or they won't let you put one in because it's not strong enough.
Yeah, I do love that too.
I know you do, Murph. Okay, so the word is, and we mentioned it earlier this week, but a little bit more in depth for you, that some cybersecurity gurus and experts are saying that they recommend, where it's allowed, using emojis in your passwords. Mm. It just is another...
That opens it up.
Yeah.
Really big.
Yeah, because with the alphabet, you have, you know, limited amount. You have numbers.
Yeah.
You have symbols.
You have 26 letters and 10 numbers.
And now you
weird,
have emojis.
Though, you still have websites, though, that certain symbols they won't let you use. Yeah. And it's weird. You can use a slash on some websites and others won't. So you really can't... You can't use the same password everywhere.
I know. There are days when I feel like that's what's going to wear my brain down, is trying. Like, there are days when I feel like I don't have any more passwords in me.
That's why I use a password vault now. Honestly, I really do. It generates a secure password. Most of the time, they're like 38 letters or something insane like that. It saves it. It remembers it the next time I go to the website, you know.
Just don't ever lose the password.
What's the password to the vault? True. Like, where's that one?
Well, you think I'm telling you that?
I'm the one.
He doesn't want to forget that one. It's password 123.
That's right.
You think he's stupid?
Actually, I changed it to be more secure. It's password 321.
Okay. Aha! I am the one person who should know that. You know that.
Yeah.
Are you going to use that, though, Jody?
Maybe. And going forward.
Maybe.
But I wouldn't go nuts with it. Don't make it hard on yourself. Make it one emoji that is not obvious to hackers. Just one. I would keep it to one. They say it's probably, for the human mind, easier. Here's the beauty of it. Easier for us to remember something with an emoji in it than a symbol.
That makes sense to me. But then again, you know, like, some people think it's praying hands, some people think it's clapping hands. And if you start to confuse your emojis?
It's still the same emoji. Or, it doesn't matter what people
doesn't matter what you call it.
Yeah.
The hands are together.
But sometimes, like, you know, my emojis on my phone are different than what I have on a Windows PC.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't do them, okay? Seriously.
No, just...
It's not going to happen anyway until all websites and apps really will accept them.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by The Crown on Netflix.
I can't believe I'm seeing this story and going to get to tell you about it, because I literally was, you know, surfing around on the streaming services that we have trying to find something to watch the other day. And I couldn't believe it when I saw that Twilight was there.
The Volturi are the closest thing my world has to royalty.
The whole series.
Is it? And I just watched the, the little preview of it. And I thought, wow, I forgot about that world. And how much, I know that it gets a lot of hate, but I enjoyed the books.
Yeah.
How much I enjoyed those books. Like the history of the whole pack of them. I guess they weren't a pack, but whatever they were called. I just thought it was so interesting.
Yeah, I like the books better than the way it was depicted.
I know, girlfriend. Well, guess what? Second chance for you, Sam, and all the other Twihards.
Prequel?
No, not a prequel, but there is a Twilight TV series in development at Lionsgate. And I see you roll your eyes, but think about how far TV series have come.
Yeah.
I mean, put it up there with...
It's not broadcast TV with 22 minutes of, you know, content and commercials
and
anymore.
And a resolution at the end.
No resolutions. It could get as gritty as you'd want it to be.
Yeah.
So if you didn't love the way they depicted it in the movies, just like this chick over here had to say, maybe you can give the TV series a try. We'll let you know when it gets a home. We do like to keep it on the positive here, and we are, but we are going to tell you this... how to keep depression away. And the reason is because I came across it and I thought, okay, let me read. And it's like, oh, wow, six things. And the reason I love it and want to share it, all basics, basics that we can all do. And honestly, every human being experiences depression at some point in their life.
Sure.
Nobody is free from that. Whether they share it or face it or not, no one's free from it.
Yeah.
So six things to do. They're basics. Number one on the list, good night's sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one is practically weighted for me.
That's body chemistry right there.
It is. Get a good night's sleep. These are the basics. Number two, regular exercise. Mm-hmm. It's all the healthy things.
Well, it creates endorphins. Yeah, it just does.
Do you know that you're more creative when you're walking? If you're sitting in a meeting and you're trying to be creative, then get up and walk around.
Yeah, just movement. One of the best things I've done for myself is stick to my resolution from the beginning of this year, which is get back into a regimen.
Number three, good nutrition. Eat good food.
Yeah.
It's all the healthy stuff.
Yeah.
Another thing on the list, avoid or limit alcohol consumption.
Oh, I got one finally.
Isn't that funny, though? Something to think about.
Yeah.
If you are
battling... Well, I mean, alcohol is a depressant. You know what I'm saying?
I remember the first time I ever heard that. I was like, what? It doesn't feel like a depressant.
Feels like a party.
It does. For some people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until you have to stop, like me and Sam. Yeah.
The party's over.
Let's talk about more limiting things. Yeah. What else you should limit on this list? Being sedentary.
Yeah.
Limit sitting around. Back to getting up and moving around. Even though sometimes you need to just take...
Well,
chill
look,
time.
Resting is not the same thing as being sedentary.
You're
being
right.
Sedentary means never moving.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not. Okay, and the final one that I love so, so much, work on being social. You know, do your social connections. You got to be with people. It helps fight. All these things help fight off depression. Okay?
If they work.
Okay, Sam.